Dear friends in Christ, this past week we have seen some devastation in our country. The unfortunate shootings that happened in Minneapolis, especially the fact that this was done in a Catholic church, is devastating for our country, our nation, and our whole church here in the United States. And united with our whole country, we are united in prayer for all those affected by these tragic events. It's difficult for us to grapple with this reality. We can often ask ourselves, why does evil like this occur? Why does God allow this? The short answer is, I don't know. We don't know. But what I do know and what we all know through our faith is that even in the midst of dark moments like this, God is present with us. That even in the midst of our suffering and precisely in the midst of our greatest fears, He is able to bring about good in the face of evil. We pray for all those who are affected, even including the perpetrator, that God will have mercy on his soul. And in our prayer, we remember that our praying is not done just in a passive way of affirming and then moving on, but our prayer is a firm resolution to bring others to Christ. Over these past few days, prayer has been criticized by many in the public sphere. And in light of these recent events and in response to these criticisms, Bishop Burbidge has delivered a statement in an op-ed that openly answers these criticisms. Bishop Burbidge writes, "Christians do not consider prayer as a substitute for action. Rather, we recognize that prayer is the foundation for all good and holy work. Prayer is also a means by which we grow in relationship with God and even plead with Him to reform our broken and wounded hearts. Thus, we must never tire of praying fervently for the precious gift of peace that our world, nation, and communities need in abundance." End quote. In a very real way, prayer doesn't change reality, but it changes our own hearts. And it is a way for seeking for the good of others when there is nothing else that we can do. In our gospel today, our Lord invites us to focus on the good virtue of humility, to seek for the good of others before our own good. And this is what we do in prayer, especially for those who are hurting. Our Lord Jesus shows to us that through humility, we are able to seek the good of the other. And because of our seeking the good of the other, He is able to reward us. Perhaps not in this life, but we know in the life to come. Our Lord Jesus, in this moment, is criticizing the Pharisees and their own tendency towards pride, of seeking for their own personal glory, and how easy it is for us to identify ourselves with these Pharisees. But Jesus is inviting them to consider the good of others, not because of the reward that they will get, but more importantly, He is inviting them to be humble, because that is what He Himself did. We know that in the Garden of Eden, in the first sin, our parents, Adam and Eve, sinned through pride by trying to reach for the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and to try to be like God without God's help. This is the very definition of pride, to try to be greater than God without God's help. And so what does God do to remedy that pride? He does so through humility. The greatest act of humility that we see by God is when he became incarnate like one of us. Like one of us in all things but sin. God, who is infinitely good and does not need us, bridged that gap between him and us by becoming incarnate and then dying on the cross. By embracing the suffering of the cross, he humbled himself and poured forth himself out of love for each and every one of us. He always seeks for our good, not for the reward that he gets, because he's perfect in himself. He doesn't gain anything by dying on the cross. But he does so completely for our own sake, because he is always looking for the good of the other. Likewise, through our own humility, we are able to seek for the lowest seat, not simply because of the reward we hope to receive in heaven, but because we wish to imitate our Lord Jesus and his love for us. So how do we grow in humility? We can't just do so through our own will. We can't will ourselves to be humble, although it does partially involve our will. To grow in humility means entrusting ourselves to God through prayer. Prayer, of course, for others, but also prayer for ourselves. The great Cardinal Mary Del Valle, who was the Secretary of State for Pope St. Pius X back in the early 1900s, composed a beautiful litany of humility. While I won't go through the whole litany today, I invite us to ponder just three stanzas of this beautiful litany that Cardinal Del Valle gives to us. That others may be loved more than I, O Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. O Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. O Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it.